Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. Today, I have the absolute honor and privilege of sitting down with the amazing Sabrina Phillip. You guys may have seen her. She is everywhere online. She teaches women how to start their own online business. She teaches them how to launch. She teaches them sold out sales, all these different techniques and everything that you need to know about launching an online business, which she's going to share more of that with us today. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear and learn more about Sabrina's story and how she built her online business and has provided the freedom to travel anywhere and still make such an incredible impact and income as well. So Sabrina, welcome to She Did It Her Way.
Thank you so much for having me, Amanda. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, likewise. Well, I really appreciate your time and energy today. Can you tell us in your own words what it is that you do today? And then take us all the way back to the beginning stages of building your business, because I think that's so important to unpack and share that journey, because I feel like that's such inspiration for so many of my listeners out there.
Absolutely. So for us, and I say us just because my mindset has shifted so much now that my business has scaled. So my business has scaled to multiple 7 figures at this point, and I really think of it as Team Sabrina. And I think that it's a collective effort, and our effort, our mission is to empower women through entrepreneurship. And we do that through courses, coaching programs, and live events where we help people create intentional, manageable, and profitable businesses. And the trick is that when you empower a woman through entrepreneurship and really help her find her footing financially, oftentimes every other area of her life opens up and transforms in a really beautiful way. So whether you are someone who just, you know, came fresh out of college, or you are a mom who is trying to make some money online because you don't want to go back to work and you want to stay at home with your kids, that's really who I'm here to support and empower and lift up through entrepreneurship, because I think that the world is a better place with money in the hands of women.
Yes. Yeah. I'm right there with you. And tell us how you got started back, like how many years ago and what that looked like.
Yeah. So it feels completely like a journey far away or something, but I started my business 4.5 years ago. I had just finished school, and like so many young people, I was kind of, you know, being pestered with that question by everyone. What are you going to do next? What are you going to do next? And the kind of two paths placed before me were go to graduate school or to go get a job. And either way, I was going to be, you know, stuck in a desk, either a school desk or a cubicle. And I just was not prepared to commit to either of those options. So I thought, why don't I go ahead and commit to myself and just try and travel the world for a year and see what happens. So I really just started my business hoping to make some money so I could travel Southeast Asia and, you know, sip some coconuts on the beach. I never thought it would turn into what it has, but I think that it's also just such a powerful reminder that life is going to unfold the way it's meant to, and you're going to end up exactly where you're meant to be. So I started my business when I was 22. I moved to Bali. I had about $800 saved up. I had a one-way plane ticket. And at the time, I was making $12 an hour as a VA, writing Instagram captions for their clients, not even themselves. They were subcontracting out to me, designing workbooks for people, pinning things on Pinterest. And the shift for me really became when I started to specialize. So I shifted from being a let me be anything you want me to be virtual assistant to focusing in on as a social media manager.
When you, for shifting into the social media manager, that I love that you share that, because it is so important on, if you're tuning in and listening, of how important it is to focus in and niche down on a particular area to be able to have that specialty to even charge more. I know a lot of, a really simple example I hear people use a lot is the difference between a generalist physician and then also a specialist physician, and looking at the generalist versus physician and how much they make and then how much they are also requested. I love that. So when you became the social media manager, what did that journey look like?
Yeah. So for me, I had had a lot of experience with social media. I created a social media campaign in college that went viral, and I got a lot of international press from that. So I took my previous experiences and I leveraged that to get my first client. So one tip I would give to any of your listeners is if you are thinking about starting an online business, but maybe you don't know what skills you have or how you're going to translate those skills, just think about something that you've done with success that has helped other people and just draw that connection for your audience where you say, hey, here's what I've done in the past and here's how I can help you. And I think if you focus more on the here's how I can help you piece, that's where you'll really find success. And that's what I did to start to grow my social media management business, where I said, okay, I can do this consulting work for you. I can do these management platforms for you. And I really had a strong message about social media and how it should be done in a really effective way, because I think that there are so many social media managers, just like even now there are so many business coaches. But what is it about my message and my perspective and my teaching that is unique or different? And the reason why it's so important to lead with that is because that is what my ideal client is going to be attracted to, right? There's a million business coaches you could hire. Maybe you want someone who's a little bit more spiritual or a little bit more strategic or someone a little bit more in the middle. And you're not going to hire someone because they're a business coach. You're going to hire because of how they live their life and how they move through their business. So likewise, if you're a virtual assistant or social media manager, you need to do the same thing. So I was really quickly able to scale up my social media business into six figures. And I eventually made the transition into business coaching after about a year because so many of my clients were saying, you know, Sabrina, I don't know how quickly your business is growing, but can you please help me do the same? So my social media clients were actually my first business coaching clients.
No, I love that. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
When they became, so they became your first client. So at this stage, 4.5 years ago, you graduated, you started working as a virtual assistant and you went to Bali and then you channeled your VA of doing everything down into being specialized into social media management, and then in which your business grew so quickly. And then your clients then turned around and hired you to coach them on growing their business. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it happened.
That's it. Wild. So talk to us too then about, from that moment when you were doing, you shifted from social media management into coaching other business owners. Was it coaching other business owners simply just how to grow their business? And then how did you, what was the journey and the path of getting to where you are today in terms of your courses and coaching and events? Like, was there a plan in terms of you always saw it that way, or did it kind of evolve, and what did that look like?
Definitely. So I made the transition first by launching a group program about how to grow your business through social media. So there was a really easy transition from social media manager to business coach with the social media expertise. So I've done tons of social media trainings and, you know, press commentaries, and I still, you know, position myself as a social media expert because I definitely do have that background. But that was a really nice way to kind of make that transition. So if there is anyone who is thinking about shifting niches or industries to maybe something that isn't completely left field, but maybe adjacent, what I would say is bring your expertise with you, because that is something that's really unique. Because I could say, hey, you don't have to go hire a social media manager, because I'll tell you everything that you need to know in working with me as a business coach. So that's how I made that transition at first. In terms of how I was then able to scale that and get my business to where it is, just like I had a really unique perspective on social media and how it should be done and structured and created, I've always had a unique perspective on business. So what I did when I was growing my own business as a social media manager, I was like, okay, let me go ahead and look at every single person that I admire. Gary Vaynerchuk, Marie Forleo, Tony Robbins, Pepsi, it doesn't matter, any company, Sarah Blakely and Spanx. And I would just look at those companies and I would ask myself, what is it that they are doing that those who are struggling are not?
Mm.
Right? And even just people in online business, you know, there were all these people that if I said the names, people would be like, huh, who's that? Because maybe they're not around anymore. But there were all these people who were just absolutely killing it. I was looking at them and I was like, what is the thing? And so live video is something that's so common now, but way back then it was a really new feature and people were terrified of it. And I said, you know, Marie Forleo is doing a live stream. Kimra Luna is doing a live stream. I'm going to do a live stream. So I really started investing my time into live video marketing. I asked myself, you know, what is it that's clicking? And so for me, I broke it down to what's now my signature framework, which is being intentional, manageable, and profitable. And I think that for everyone, what I would go ahead and say is, first and foremost, when you are trying to create some sort of framework or perspective, you need to have a definition that you're operating off of. So for me, if I'm talking about what's the thing that makes someone successful, I have to start with what's my definition of success, right? Because Gary Vaynerchuk might be super successful, but I do not want to work as much as he does.
Right.
So for me, a successful business is one that is not necessarily built around your life, but your life isn't necessarily built around your business, but your business is built around your life, and it supports you in getting more of what you want. It is something that is fulfilling and empowering, and it's a part of your soul's mission on this planet. So for me, I was like, okay, we need to start with intention. Intentional is the first piece. And I said, okay, next piece, manageable. It has to be really strategic. And this is, again, me bringing my own experience with political campaign strategy and social media marketing. So I think that if you are going to create your vision, it is going to come from your experience, which is why it's so unique to you. So don't worry about being like someone else. And then finally, after it's intentional and manageable, it needs to be profitable. So this is where we talk about money mindset. This is where we talk about launches and funnels and passive income. So for me, I was like, okay, if these are the questions that I want to ask myself whenever I'm creating a business plan or a marketing plan or hiring someone, is this an intentional decision? Is this a manageable decision? Is this a profitable decision? Then I was able to get my business to what it is today because I always kept coming back to that decision-making framework, which I think is so key to success. Otherwise, you're just going to be trying a million different things without really aiming anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you had shared too that it's so important for us to design the business around our definition of success versus having this business and then us changing to fit the mold of our business when it's right. The whole reason why we get into building an online business is to have that freedom of self and being able to do the things that really light us up. And I think that is so key because in a world where it's really templated, if I said that correctly, approach where you can easily look and think, oh, I should do this because so-and-so is doing it. It's really important to get quiet and to go inward and say, what is my definition of success? And know that if your definition of success is to replace your corporate income and that's what you want, honor that definition of success and not allowing yourself to feel like you should do something else. I love that. What would you say then? So I love the framework. So definition of success, so the intention, manageable, and then also profitable. What was something that when you were starting out in the early days of building your today empire and business that you wish you would have done sooner? And again, this isn't what's a mistake I made that I regret. It's more about what was my journey and what do I wish I would have learned sooner rather than later if you had that option too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually dragged my feet a long time on building my website. So I found out that I was going to be featured in Forbes and I knew that I was going to be getting a lot of website traffic because I had created a social media management strategy to drive a lot of traffic. And I was like, I need to have somewhere to capture these people. So I built a website, got an opt-in set up, and I was able to drive 100,000 views in the first 24 hours, which for context, similar articles usually get about 1,500, maybe 2,000 views in the first 24 hours. There's now over 350,000 views on that article years later, and it still brings me business. Nice. So I think that there are a lot of people who will say, you don't need a website, you don't need a brand, you don't need a logo, you don't need ads, you don't need all these things. And that's absolutely true. You definitely don't need them. But what I would say is there are some pieces that are very much nice to haves and they're worth investing in when you can, just because that website is something that I have it happen all the time. Someone, you know, finds one of my blog posts or videos, goes to my website, binge reads everything, and then signs up for a $5,500 coaching program then and there, you know, inquires about a $50,000 mastermind just because my website gave them an easy path to do that. And so it works when I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also like even the message of noting when you know that you're resisting or procrastinating on something that it's in your mind, you're like, I know I need to do that.
Right.
Like getting moving past that and beyond that. What is something that is a growth opportunity for you now having built after being like building this multi seven figure business? What do you find is your growth area in this stage of business today?
Definitely. So something that I talk about a lot with my clients is expanding their capacity to receive, but also expanding their capacity to hold. And what I mean by that is we talk a lot about make more money. But we don't talk enough, I think, about our, you know, hold more responsibility, be more of a leader, have tough conversations, you know, hire more people. And so I think for me, the growth opportunity is always just going to be about coming back to my people, whether that's my clients or my team. I have over 30 team members. And for me, the number one job that I see is to show up for them because I'm the chief executive officer of my team members, not my Instagram followers. And people have feelings, people have bad days, people have good days. I have two team members right now who are pregnant who will be going on maternity leave. So really just about supporting my people, I think, is where I see my growth opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And the expanding of capacity to receive and to hold too is something that can be used at any stage. And it reminds me when you had shared that of the, you have to be that person who is that seven figure owner owner, who's that six figure owner of a business, and going back and kind of tying it into the listeners too, of that who you are today, well, most likely you'll be a different version of who you are and who you need to be tomorrow in order to be the person and have the business that you want. And one of those things is making sure that if you want to be a business owner, the question is okay, being committed. Are you committed and can you be committed and have the capacity for commitment and hold that space? So I love that's such a great point. Tell us what it's like. What's an average day look like for you?
Yeah. So something that's always funny is I think that people hearing this might think, oh my gosh, she must work all the time. I typically work about 3 or 4 hours a day. And I think that's where my manageable piece comes in because that's been so helpful for me. But I actually break up my days and I kind of theme them around topics. So for me, Mondays will usually be team meeting days. So for example, an operations meeting, content marketing meeting, funnels meeting. Once a month, we have a Team Sabrina all hands meeting. So for me, it's really just about making sure my team has whatever they need to go execute on the vision. Typically on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will have coaching sessions. So that might be a 2-hour mastermind group coaching call, or it might be a 45-minute private coaching session. And then Wednesdays and Fridays, I like to keep those open and flexible for creating content. So that might be press interviews, podcast episodes, recording live streams, pre-recorded videos, whatever that might be. But yeah, so that's kind of how I structure my week. And then in terms of the individual day, I got a puppy about 2 weeks ago, two months ago. And she is just,
she's so cute.
she is so cute and she is such a handful. So she really takes up my mornings in the best possible way. And I like to go, you know, for a walk with her and get a coffee or something, and then dive into Slack and Voxer to support my team and clients. And if there's any, you know, anything on the books, anything on the calendar, go ahead and tackle that.
Mm-hmm. When was in your business in the beginning, what was your first hire?
My first hire ever was a generalist virtual assistant who helped me with a little bit of everything. So I did absolutely everything in my business until after my Forbes article came out, which on the back of that, I had a big group program launch where we brought in I think 120 people, if I'm remembering correctly. It was over 3 years ago now. Amazing. So I needed someone to help me. So I hired, this woman, Naomi, and she was amazing and phenomenal. And she helped me get some things sorted. And then after that, I started focusing more on specialist hires. So I went into a mastermind launch. That was my first $500,000 launch 3 years ago. And I hired a copywriter and a web designer and web developer to put together a sales page for me. Got an ads manager, put together a launch strategy, and then we had an amazing mastermind launch.
Wow. That's, Fantastic. What are some of the your favorite software tools that you use in your business?
Definitely Asana. We use that for project management, and I'm such a big fan of that. I typically find that people underutilize Asana. So what I would say is poke around on YouTube and just find some tutorials and things like that and read through the help doc features, because there's so much power in that tool to really save you time and just to manage your business well. I use Slack and Voxer every single day to communicate with my client, and I think that those are so huge and amazing. And then my last recommendation is Airtable. I like it a lot better than Google Sheets just because I'm a very visual person, and it really makes it easy for me to, you know, take notes and keep track of things and organize content.
Mm-hmm. Love Asana. Asana. I've tried Asana and Trello, and I just keep going back to Asana.
Yeah, it's such a good one.
Mm-hmm. What is something that you are most excited about right now in your business and in life?
So life, definitely Christmas decorations.
Yes.
Anyone who is following me on Instagram knows that I am straight up obsessed. I have hired a company that decorates all the hotels, and I was like, "Hi, please come decorate my house." And they were like thrilled about it. They're like, "Oh my gosh, you're an influencer." I'm like, "Sure. Okay. Like, please help."
You're like, "Come decorate."
Yeah. So I'm so excited about that. I lived in Bali for 3 years, and so that is not a very Christmassy place, I would say. And then I traveled the world for about a year living out of a suitcase with my now husband, then boyfriend. So this is kind of our first Christmas in our house. So for me, I'm thrilled about Christmas. And then in my business, I think I'm really excited about working with my family. So my mom is a Fortune 200 executive, and she has been working in my business for a few months. And my sister, who is a CPA at a top four accounting firm, will also be coming to work with me next month. So I really like that. And it's been such a positive experience. And I think that there's so much fear around working with family, and we've done it really well. And obviously my husband is COO, so it's a family business these days.
That is amazing. That's super exciting. And congratulations on that. That is so fun and amazing. And for the Christmas decorations, I feel as if you are in probably one of the best locations for Christmas decorations. I've only been to the UK once during holiday season, and it is magical.
I'm so excited. Yeah. So for your listeners, I'm in Scotland, and it is just insanely beautiful. It looks like Hogwarts.
Yes, that is amazing. Well, I do have a couple rapid fire questions for you as we close out our chat today. What is one of your non-negotiables?
Respect.
Mm-hmm. What is the best $100 or less purchase one can make in their business?
An iPhone stand so that you can take Instagram stories without your hand shaking.
Yes. What is a quote or mantra that you live by?
Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I will meet you there, by Rumi.
What's one of your favorite books that you've read? It could be business. It also could be personal development.
Pride and Prejudice or the Mahabharata.
And then what is one place that you get your inspiration from?
Spirituality.
Mm-hmm. And do you have like a routine around it or any sort of practice that you do?
It varies. What I would say is we all have sacred spaces in our hearts. So maybe you were a theater kid, or maybe you have a church that you go to and you just absolutely love. But whatever that is, I would say bring it into your environment and have it be very present. So for me, I have my spiritual books close by. I have inspirational quotes and candles and scents and things like that. So I just have it very present for me so that it's easy for me to engage with it.
That's amazing. Well, Sabrina, this has been absolutely fantastic and so grateful to have you on the podcast. Can you share with my listeners where they can connect with you and learn more about you and all the offerings that you have?
Absolutely. So I am all over the interwebs. I have a free Facebook group called The Intentional Entrepreneur with Sabrina Philip. We have over 21,000 entrepreneurs, so would love to see you in there. I'm also on Instagram at Sabrina M. Philip, or if you want to learn more about my story, you can always just Google Sabrina Philip Forbes and see my article there.
Amazing. Sabrina, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I had an amazing time.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.